We are back with the Campus Chronicle.
Yeah.
Today we got Ball Knowledge Ben on the podcast.
Yep. What's up, man? I'm happy to be here. You know, talking ball with you guys, and I'm excited. Let's do it. Let's talk some ball.
All right. I think we said we're gonna do our Mount Rushmore.
Yep. Yeah. Starting five first. So
starting five.
So my one, I got Steph Curry. I mean, best shooter of all time. I mean, you can't deny that. I mean, he's better than Magic. I mean, Curry at the one, MJ at the two. This might hurt some people, but I got Kobe at the three. And I know you're a big LeBron fan, but no hate on LeBron, no hate. I think Kobe's better. And then I got Tim Duncan at the four. And then, I'll probably take Kareem. I mean, Skyhook. No one could stop that. In any era, I don't think anybody could stop that Skyhook. So that's my starting five for sure.
All right. That sounds good. Mine, I got Steph at the one.
Yeah.
No explanation.
Yeah. No explanation.
All two, man. You know, we might take Kevin Durant, James Harden. You know,
KD can play all five positions. You can put him anywhere.
I'll take Kobe at the two.
Nice, good pick.
Three, I gotta take Bron. Gotta take Bron.
LeBron. Four, James.
Kareem. Five, we got Shaq.
I could have done that too instead of Tim Duncan. Yep. I should have done that. Yeah.
Kareem and Shaq.
Yeah.
Same team.
Yep. So you went to Hoover High School, man. Just you know. I was naming you a lot of guys that were on your football team, and you know, just talk about your experiences at Hoover High School.
Hoover's a very diverse school. Mm-hmm. A lot of great athletes there. They don't want to play.
Jeremy Hellickson, World Series champion for the Washington Nationals.
Baseball. Got Justice Barkey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Justice Barkey.
Chase Henderson.
Yep. Abraham and Elijah Voss. Mm-hmm. Yep. Great.
We just don't come together as a team. You know what I'm saying? Like, no teamwork.
Could you imagine if you guys would actually have, good resources? You guys would actually win a lot of games, man. It would be crazy. And Theo, man, he's a good coach.
I mean, Evans.
We had a football camp there, 2023, TNT football camp, and he's a cool dude. I mean, obviously you don't have a program anymore, but he does a great job of, just running in. And you guys renovated your field too, which is kind of a mistake.
Yeah, we're renovating after we just built that
brand new
multi-million dollar MediaCom stadium at Drake.
Mm-hmm.
They got North renovating, Lincoln.
Roosevelt, I don't think Roosevelt is. I don't think they don't even have their own field, I don't think.
And we're sending our kids to Roosevelt just for them to come back to us for JV.
Is Hoover the smallest Des Moines school? It's got to be.
You know, I think it is.
It's got to be that or North.
I think it's a toss-up between those two.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Waukee. Went to Waukee Northwest. The beginning of my freshman year, we split into two high schools. We grew up rooting for Waukee, and I don't like Waukee anymore. I'm a Northwest Wolf, through and through, man. And we played tonight against Ankeny at Ankeny. Go Wolves, baby. Can't wait. Going to be in attendance and watching the game. And, I'm glad I'm from Waukee. It's a great town, great people. I truly don't think I'd want to live anywhere else in Waukee, Iowa. I mean, it's great. Like I said, great people and just great community. Iowa all-time athletes. We can just name off some if we want to. I got Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark, obviously.
The GOAT. I mean, no questions asked. I mean, it's unfortunate she's not playing right now. I mean, she's
been out 10, 15 games.
I know.
Games.
She plays and then she gets hurt again. It's just so unfortunate.
It's like she's never missed as many games in her career.
High school, college, and...
Sophomore year high school through college, she's never missed a game.
That's insane. That's just crazy. And I kept telling my parents, why are you playing, right, if you're hurt. If you're hurt, don't keep playing. I get your team needs you, but you don't want to risk it. And we've seen what happens once you risk it. It's gotten worse and worse. And it's unfortunate, but I mean...
We saw Tyrese Haliburton in the finals,
dude was...
That's an exception. It was game seven, else to lose. Yeah. But it's just regular season, just Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, she's lucky that she doesn't have a torn ACL or anything. And Cooper DeGene, man, what a dog. Super Super Bowl, man.
Not
pick
a safety.
Six on his birthday. Let's go.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was cheering for the Chiefs in that game, but, it's nice to see my Iowa boys, do well. And, it's unfortunate that Cooper DeGene got hurt at Iowa. He's probably my favorite Iowa defensive player of all time. I mean, he was just so good. I mean, he played quarterback in high school. When you can recruit a lot of guys that, play quarterback in high school and have him as a defensive back, it is what it is. I mean, it's cool, and I'm proud that DeGene got that pick. But at the same time, I was kind of mad. But it's nice, and I think he's an up and coming guy for sure. And Yeah, tomorrow we got Iowa and Albany. I mean, man, I'm going to be in attendance for that game. And, you know, I hope. You know, I just want to see Iowa do well, right? I want to see how they move the ball down the field, how, you know, the running game's going to be, right? You know, Caleb Johnson leaves for the NFL, and, you know, who's going to take his place? You know, Kamari Bolton is a great running back who's from Florida, and I just can't wait to see how we're going to have a good season. You know, I think if Gronowski can stay healthy, I think he's the key to the season, right? And I think that if we've got a great defense. I mean, Max Llewellyn, Aaron Graves, Wampa. He's still there? Yeah, he is. I mean,
Southeast Polk.
At a Southeast Polk grad, man. Shout out Southeast Polk, you know, great school. But they switched him to free safety too, which I think is a little weird. I think that they should have switched him, you know, when he first came into Iowa to free safety. But we'll see how the defense does. I mean, they got the best defense coordinator in college football. I mean,
always have a great defense every single year.
You know, there's one thing to develop guys in the NFL, but like, consistently every single year you see an Iowa defensive back, you know, Sebastian Castro, Jamari Harris, Cooper DeJean, Micah Hyde, there's some other guys I'm missing, but like, they consistently put these dudes, like these two, Riley Moss too, two-star guys in the league that just dominate. Like, I don't know how they do it, but they just go out and they find these walk-on dudes that like have like this mentality, and they put them in the league, man. It's so crazy. And then you got Kirk. Man, 27 years as a head coach. That's crazy. That's crazy. And, you know,
how old is that, man?
Dude is 70. Just turned 70, August 1st. But, yeah, you know, his sons have all played through Iowa. You know, they've seen the program. And, you know, he's just such a legendary coach. I mean, you know, there are some things I question about him. You know, the Iowa State game last year, I was a little, you know, questionable about
his. I was in attendance at that game.
Oh, my God. Terrible. Brutal. Why would you not give the ball to Caleb Johnson at the one yard line? You give the ball to Sean Williams, and you try to throw a ball to Luke Lachey, bro. Just don't overthink it. Give it to Caleb Johnson. He's the best player on the field. That's all I got to say. Best player on the field. They haven't been able to stop him all night. He had two touchdowns that game. Give him the ball, game over. Like, Iowa State, I mean, it's a Hawkeye State. It always will be. I mean, a diehard fan, and... Yeah, I mean, Iowa State game is going to be interesting this year. I mean, Iowa State just come off a very convincing win against Kansas State. And
Rocco Bet.
Yeah, I mean, he was at the Hoover camp, actually. Yeah, he was. Speaking of Hoover, I mean, he was there. I mean, nobody thought that he would start. I mean, after all the gambling stuff that happened, I don't think anybody ever thought that, you know, Rocco would be, you know, playing and all that stuff. But, I mean, he's decent. I mean, he's not – I'm not going to say he's good because, you know, I'm not a fan. But
he's above average.
He's above average. You know,
just lost his two best receivers in the NFL, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be in Jalen Noel. It's to the same team.
Both
too.
To the Texans.
Houston Texans, baby. I hope Iowa has a great season. And let's just talk some ball knowledge. I'm ready for it. You know, give me some players, and I'll tell you where they went.
Man. Just throw some players out there. Let's see. Let me get a list for you.
Yeah. Got to get the list. And speaking of ball knowledge, Eagles and Cowboys, September 6th, going to be a great game.
First game of the season.
First game of the season in Philadelphia, reigning Super Bowl champs, Eagles. And I hope the Cowboys win. I mean, sorry, I hope the Eagles win because screw the Cowboys, man.
Micah Parsons.
I can't believe he went to the Packers, man. I'm a diehard Bears fan, always have been, always will be. But, like, to trade him to our arch rival, I mean, come on, man. Come on, Jerry. What are you doing, man? Like, it's just it's wild. But
you want anyone? I can throw basketball too.
Yeah. Let's go.
Bijan Robinson.
Who's that?
The running back, Bijan Robinson.
Oh, Bijan?
Yeah,
Texas. Bijan. Longhorn, baby.
Saquon.
Penn State.
Jay Jettas.
LSU. Wide receiver U.
James Cook.
Georgia. Dalvin Cook's little brother.
Geno Smith.
West Virginia.
Bo Nix.
Auburn and Oregon.
Najee Harris.
Bama.
Matthew Stafford.
Georgia.
Ladd McConkey,
Georgia. Georgia Bulldogs.
Brock Bowers.
Georgia.
CJ Stroud.
The Ohio State University.
The Ohio State. Hey, Mike Evans.
Texas is going to win, by the way. Horns up, by the way. Got a cousin that goes there. What do you say?
Nico Collins.
Nico Collins went to Littleboro, Michigan. Actually, no, Big Bro. They won 4 years in a row.
Big Bro.
They should have. Michigan, Ohio State should have won this year with their kicker, man.
Let me throw you some basketball.
All right, bet. Let's do this.
We got Shea.
Kentucky.
Jalen Williams.
Which one?
The good one. The one that plays.
On the Thunder?
No, they're both good, but...
Wait, is that the one on the Thunder?
Yeah, the Thunder. The one that had the 40-piece.
He went to Arkansas. Yeah, Arkansas. Yeah.
Like, how do you know these things? Like, it's just impeccable ball knowledge.
I study this stuff, right?
Like, he goes home to study basketball to come back to study more sports at home.
Like, I don't think people realize, like, how much sports, like, I know. Like, I know so much stuff. Like, I don't hang out with friends a lot. I don't go over and do places. I am at home studying ball knowledge. And for all you youngins out there, if you want to be good at, if you want to know a lot about ball knowledge, start studying now, because it's a process, man. You know, I didn't just learn this stuff overnight. I learned this, you know, over time, and it's taken a long time in my journey for all this stuff to happen. So,
just this aura right here that I'm feeling off.
I know. Like, I know so many Hooper guys. Like, I don't think you'd ever imagine me knowing that many people, man. My Lord,
Trae Young.
Oklahoma.
We got Evan Mobley.
USC.
Austin Reeves.
Wichita State and Oklahoma.
Like, how do you even know the Wichita State part? That's just insane.
I'm him, man.
Donovan Mitchell.
Louisville.
Kobe White.
Kobe White, North Carolina.
Julius Randle.
Kentucky Wildcat.
Nas Reed.
LSU.
Andrew Wiggins.
Kansas. Rock Chalk Jayhawk, baby.
Draymond Green.
Michigan State.
Bradley Beal.
Who?
Bradley Beal.
Oh, Florida. Should have gone to Kansas, but went to Florida.
Like, we're just,
Florida Gator.
We're just getting wild here. You got WNBA?
I could do some WNBA players. I could do a few.
Let me give you some top ones. A.J. Wilson.
South Carolina.
Paige Buckers.
UConn.
Aaliyah Boston.
South Carolina.
Sabrina.
Oregon.
Jackie Young.
Notre Dame.
Gabby Williams.
UConn.
Kiki Iriafin.
USC. No, no. Stanford and USC.
Andrew Reese.
Oh, God. I hate saying this, but Maryland and LSU.
Brittany Griner.
Baylor.
Like, we're just getting wild here.
Yeah,
you can't even do WNBA.
So speaking of Northwest, I ran cross country there. Ran for Coach Terry Nielsen. What a dude, man. I love Coach Nielsen, man. He taught me so much about, you know, just cross country and all that stuff, man. I had a great time. Northwest, I think, is the number one ranked team this year for cross country. So shout out my Wolves, man. Shout out those Dogs, man. Those dudes are special. So I hope that they can win state for cross country this year. And I did track as I know you did track too. Ran for Northwest.
Back at Hoover.
Yeah, back at Hoover. Oh,
back at Hoover, man.
Hoover High School. So, you know, who was your coach, and, you know, what was your experiences like?
My coach, his name is Coach Rojas. And, you know, Evans was in there too.
Theo Evans.
He was the sprinter coach.
Hey, we should get Rojas on the pod.
Get Rojas on here.
We should invite him on sometime.
You know, I first started my career junior year.
You didn't run all four years? I ran all 4 years. Brent Highland was my coach. Great coach. I mean, you know, at a big school like Northwest, you know, we had a lot of dudes that went out there and competed. And I'm great. I'm glad I went to Northwest, man. It's just great people. I'm glad I did sports, because, you know, I don't think I would have met the people that I did if I didn't, you know, do cross country and did track. And I did basketball my sophomore year. You know, I wasn't that good. But I love watching the game. I love doing all this stuff, man. I love, you know, being here. And I just love it so much, man, and it's taking me so far. And I don't know if sports chose me or if I chose sports, but I have a gift.
A bit of both.
But yeah, man. So I'm just NBA, man. Season. I don't. When it kicks off? I
think October.
It's October.
October. It'll probably 20 be something.
Thunder, man.
The Thunder.
The one to chip. You know what's crazy is that they had KD, James Harden, and Russ on one team.
And they all drafted him, too.
Yeah, they all drafted him. Shout out Sam Presti. What a great GM he is. But they all had those guys, and they never won a title. Three future Hall of Famers on their team, and they never won a title, which is absolutely insane. And now they have Chet is a dog, man. Like,
they won't be giving him respect that he deserves.
If he didn't get hurt, I think he would have won Rookie of the Year. I mean, I don't think that's a hot take. I think Shea would have won Rookie of the Year. No, not Shea. Chet would have won. He may be skinny, but Duke can hoop. He's a hooper. So why do you think LeBron's a goat? I want to hear your. I'm not going to argue. I just want to know, you know, why you think.
No, like, just the fact that the kid from Akron, you know, Akron, Ohio,
Cleveland, this is from Akron.
You know. his first few years just weren't too good, you know.
Yeah,
carried the bum Cavaliers.
Yeah,
finals appearances.
Yeah, I got something for you after this. I'm gonna ask you a deep question. I wonder if you can do it.
You know, he became the villain in 2010.
Yes,
he took the villain arc. Went to Miami, won a couple chips.
I'll be taking my talents to South Beach in Miami. And then played that's the thing I'm thinking about too is like, you know, he went and played with Bosch. He played with, you know, D. Wade, who he's close to. He played with them on the Cavs too. And then Ray Allen, who I think is top three shooter of all time, right after with Reggie Miller and Steph Curry. And, you know, he wins a ring. And, you know, I'm not going to argue, but like, if LeBron doesn't go to Miami, I don't think he wins a ring. I don't think he has four rings. I think he maybe has two. I mean, if you don't count the bubble ring, which I don't know. I mean, that was a bubble. That was a weird
50-50.
50-50, yeah. But yeah, so can you name all the coaches that LeBron James has had?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I think I can. So his rookie year,
yep.
I think he had, who was it? It was Paul Silas.
You need let me fact check.
Paul Silas.
Get it up.
Then he had, I'm not going to name this in any order, but okay, so he had Tyronn Lue, Paul Silas, Brendan Malone, Mike Brown, Eric Spoelstra, Darvin Ham, Luke Walton, Frank Vogel, JJ Redick. That's got to be it. Oh, and David Blatt.
Yep.
I got
it. You were missing.
Okay, so David Blatt, Mike Brown,
yep.
Darvin Ham,
yep.
JJ Redick. Eric Spoelstra, Tyronn Lue, Brendan Malone, Paul Silas, there's somebody else in there, Luke Walton and Frank Vogel.
That was actually easier than I was expecting, low key.
Did I forget anybody?
That's all.
I can name all the coaches that KD's had too. KD's had a lot, so. First off, now he has Mike Budenholzer. He had Frank Vogel. His rookie year, I think he had, what was the dude's name? PJ Carlesimo was his coach. Scott Brooks was a coach with the Thunder. Billy Donovan. And his coach at the Warriors was Steve Kerr, obviously. His coach at the Nets was Jacque Vaughn, Steve Nash. And his coaches with the Suns were... Now his coach of the Rockets is Ime Udoka. So, yeah, man. Hey, if you guys want to know how I know all that stuff, man, just study.
He just studies all night, every night.
Yeah, all night, every night, man.
He goes home and he's excited.
I'm going to go home after this and just start studying, learn a new fact. And, let's talk about some acting stuff. So what are some of your favorite Adam Sandler movies, you know? I'm just curious because I'm a big Adam Sandler fan myself, so.
You know, like I said... What did I say?
Big Daddy or Waterboy?
Waterboy.
Yeah,
Waterboy is one of them for sure. Happy Gilmore.
The second one. Is awful.
No, don't watch the second one.
If you haven't seen it, do not watch it. It is not good.
Just save yourself.
Yeah, I had to sit through 1 hour 58 minutes of that movie, and I did not understand 1 minute of it. It messed up storylines. So many cameos that are just like
too many cameos.
Like I get the golfers and stuff, but like, why the hell is why the heck is Eminem? Why the heck is Eminem in that movie? Like, it just doesn't need to be. Like, it's just
there's just no need.
So I like Waterboy. Happy Gilmore is pretty good. I actually watched it last night. Great movie, by the way. That's My Boy is pretty good. Waterboy I love Waterboy just because, you know, he has a different voice in that, and you know, it's just kind of different.
He just has too many to name, really.
I mean, Waterboy, Happy Gilmore, Billy
Madison.
Those
are the big ones.
Big Daddy's pretty good. You know, where a kid just is at his doorstep and doesn't know what to do with it. I mean,
Grown Ups.
Yo, Grown Ups is so good.
The Longest Yard. You seen that?
Yep. Seen The Longest Yard. Yep. Football movie. That was an okay movie. I mean, it's not like Big Daddy or Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison, but it's still pretty good. You know, Mr. Deeds for sure is pretty good. Oh man, there's other great movies I'm missing in there. Yeah, but yeah, those are some great movies. I mean, if you haven't seen any of those movies, I advise you to watch them. Mine is Happy Gilmore too, because that movie is just you know, it's okay. I mean, any movies that you like in particular, you know, that you're a big fan of, or
no, they're just all like all interlocked together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite sports movie?
Come back to me. What's yours?
Oh man, Glory Road's got to be up there. You ever seen Uncle Drew? Oh God, I love that
that's
movie.
Top five.
Oh man. Let's see what else. What other movies are there?
Coach Carter's one. Oh, I love Coach Carter.
I love Coach Carter. That's I actually watched that on a plane on the way to Florida. That was a great movie. I mean, Longest Yard's okay. It's an average movie. I mean, I'm blanking on sports movies.
You seen Friday Night Lights?
No, I haven't.
We read that and watched the movie in my English class.
Nice.
In high school. It was a really good movie.
Look up some sports movies. I'm kind of blanking. Oh, Major League. You ever seen that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Great movie.
Rudy?
Yep. Field of Dreams. Shout out Iowa, man. Shout out Dyersville.
Field of Dreams.
Dyersville, Iowa, man. Shout out, man. What a little tiny town it is, man. Filming a big movie like that. I mean, who would have known that movie would have been, you know, filmed in Iowa and, you know, all that stuff. So shout out Dyersville, Iowa, man. Small town, you know. Respect you guys, man.
The Rookie? You seen The Rookie?
Yep, Henry Rowan Garner.
The Sandlot.
Oh, great.
That's
classic. Classic. Can't beat The Sandlot, man. Classic.
That's about it.
Yeah. You got anything else to talk about? I mean, I could be here all day, man. I mean,
just spitting ball knowledge.
Yep.
Ball knowledge, Ben here.
Yep.
Like Mike.
Yeah, like, oh, great.
Like Mike.
Mike. What's the guy's name? I play his like Mike. I forget his name. It's, I think it's Bow Wow.
Bow Wow?
Yeah. That's a great movie, too. Great basketball movie. Space Jam.
Space Jam.
The one with LeBron is not
the second one, no. The second one's never good.
No, it's not. I don't know why. It's just not.
Just always take this. The second movie will never be good when they remake it.
For anything. Well, Grown Ups is an exception. Grown Ups, you know. The only Adam Sandler movie they said.
Anything they try to remake.
Scream, though. You ever seen Scream, the movie? Great movie. If you haven't, like. Scream is not that, like, if you're into, like, horror movies and stuff, like, Scream is not scary at all. It's just a movie, you know, that is funny and that it just has great storyline and everything. You ever seen Batman, the one with Christian Bale?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So, rest in peace, Heath Ledger, man. You know what's crazy is that, so right when that movie came out, Heath Ledger actually, like, died. Like, that came out in, I think that came out, like, March, and he died in, like, January. So, rest in peace, Heath Ledger. And Christian Bale did such a great job, and Chris Nolan too did a great job at directing that movie. I mean, three great movies, man. Oh man, it's just so good. I mean, I could watch these movies all day, man.
He could dap you all day about.
I could talk to you any day about anything, man.
Anything. It's not even ball knowledge, Ben. It's just knowledge, Ben.
I know, just for real. For
life
real.
Knowledge, Ben.
Honestly, I mean, yeah, I mean, I can talk about like anything, man. Like oh. And shout out Waukee Elementary, man. That's where my school career started, man. I have so many great memories of that school, and you know, I wouldn't want to go anywhere else, you know, than that school. It's great, you know, great people, great teachers. I learned a lot from my time there, and I'm glad I'm from Waukee, and that school means so much to me. So, what was your elementary school? Where did you go to? And
I went to Monroe Elementary.
Monroe, you know, Boys to Men.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, huh? Boys to Men. So my dad actually has a friend, John Hawkins, you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so my dad works with him, and he's good friends
with him. I swear, Ben's dad knows everybody in the world.
Yep, he's a
boss
so
many
Jason
connections.
Hemmer. You know Jason Hemmer, Mr. Jason?
Mm-hmm.
You know him, actually? Mm-hmm. That's my dad.
That's crazy.
You actually, he's a bald dude, yeah, you know?
I've seen him before.
Yeah, that's my dad, yeah.
That's crazy.
And, Mr. Borzo? You don't know him?
I don't know that
one. Yeah, so, Boston Med's a great program. I mean, if you want to get your kids signed up, you know, John Hawkins is a great dude. I mean, he does a great job, you know, just, you know, his kids, too. I'm running that thing. And I did not know that you were in Boston. Were you in Boston Med at all?
Yeah. They tried to get me recruited.
Hey, it's a good program, though. I've been going there probably since I was born. My dad brought me there, and it's great. You know, we go to, like, Pizza Ranch. We go to Get Air, and it's just, it's really fun. You know, it is, and you know, also at the same time, you know, it's like what it says, like Boys to Men, like teaching these boys to become good men someday and to become, you know, make good choices and, you know, to always look out for each other and, you know, to always do that stuff. So, I did not, what a coincidence, the amount of ties we have here. Oh, man.
Small world.
You know Edmonds, too?
No.
Edmonds is the other school that Boys to Men had. It was the other school that they had, and now they just meet at Edmonds every day. And so, yeah, man.
My dad goes to like every, so like he's a juvenile court officer, right? And he goes to like every, because so his kids that he works with are, you know, in Des Moines area. And so, you know, he goes to, you know, he tells me these stories all the time, like about these like Des Moines kids and like what he sees all the time. And it's just, it's insane, like the amount of kids he deals with. Like, I would never know what they deal with, man, because it's crazy. Like, shout out dad, man. Shout him out. He knows a lot of people, you know. He
knows everyone in the world.
I know. So it's like I did too. Like all my knowledge too. But yeah, I mean, I you know, it's just, I've been a part of that program. Boys to Men is just a great program for sure. And so yeah, you know his kids too, John Hawkins' kid. You know, yeah, he's got a great family too. So yeah, I'm just really probably glad that you went to Monroe for
Monroe.
Sure.
Monroe. Shout out Monroe.
Yeah, shout out Monroe Elementary, man, and Waukee Elementary, man. Two great elementary schools that I'm trying to think of some of the employees that I don't really like know any of the employees that went there, if you feel me, but like if you were to tell me who they are and I saw them, I would know who they are, because like I've been in that school a lot. And so yeah, that program's been going on for a long time. And it's crazy, man, the amount of connections that we have. It's just, remember Matt Thomas who played basketball at Iowa State?
Mm-hmm.
You do? That's my, yeah. I'm related to him. It's my third cousin. I'm surprised you know who that is. He's playing, I think he's playing somewhere in Europe actually, but I've only met him like twice, I think. So that's my grandpa's cousin's son. So I've only met him twice. He's a great dude. I think he's playing somewhere in Europe, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Played at Iowa State. Go Hawks, Matt. I'm sorry. And go Kansas Jayhawks. Yeah. So
he's playing in Berlin.
Oh, is he really? No, yeah. I had his. You know what's crazy? So I actually had his jersey when he was playing on the Bulls, just for like, he was on the Bulls for like a year or so, and I had his jersey, and I wear it to school all the time, and people be like, why are you wearing a Matt Thomas jersey? You're an IF, and I'm like, dude, I'm related to him. Like, I'm related to this dude. Like, I don't think you realize, like, he's family. Like, yeah, I might not be bug related, but he's family. Like, I'm related to him. Like, and I still, that jersey still hangs up in my room all the time, and I need to wear it more. But like, I like that he played for the Bulls, but I don't like he played for Iowa State, because, you know, I'm an Iowa fan. Go Hawks. Always in that forever. And so yeah. So who is, speaking of Iowa, who's some of your favorite Iowa basketball players of all time? You know, obviously, you know,
Luka Garza.
Oh, for
definitely.
Sure. Luka Garza is by far my favorite Iowa basketball player. I mean, he's just, it's unfortunate he hasn't worked out in the NBA, but the NBA is just such a faster game, and such a, you know, well paced game. And yeah, Luka Garza by far is my favorite Hawkeye.
I mean, definitely like the game time he gets with the Timberwolves.
I know. He's on the Celtics now. Yeah. Shout out Luka Garza, man. He's on the Celtics.
Starting center.
Who do they have?
Be starting center.
He might be, yeah. Is Robert Williams on that team?
No, they traded him. They traded Kristaps Porzingis.
They did?
Uh-huh.
What team is he on now?
The Hawks.
I think I forgot about that. Oh, man. Boston, Brad Stevens, what are you doing?
Now, man, he got Tatum out for the whole year.
Tatum's
out?
Yeah,
he tore his Achilles.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Man. Celtics are, Jaylen Brown's going to have to carry that
They're
team.
Cooked. No left hand.
Hey, Garza. Garza's going to get his chance.
Starting
now,
center.
Shout out Garza, man. If Garza can make the most of his opportunity with the Celtics, I mean, why, if you're Garza, you know, why not like bounce around from team to team and make your money, man? I mean, he's not the best center in the world, but I mean, he can get you buckets when he needs to. College legend, man. I mean, he was just so fun to watch. I mean, every single time he touched the ball. I went to a game actually in 2017 when they played against Alabama State, and this is before Luka Garza was obviously, you know, the player he was. And, you know, I never thought that Garza would be this good of a player. I mean, I don't think any Iowa fan did. You know, same with Campbell Clark. You know, we thought she'd be good, but not like this good. Like, but it's just crazy.
Another player. I like Keegan Murray too.
Oh, Keegan and Chris. Great players. You know, Keegan was better. Mm-hmm. Chris was good, but he wasn't as good as Keegan. Great player, but, you know, Keegan is on another level. Great, great players. And again, they went to Iowa because of their dad, right? They didn't have any offers. You know, they went to Prairie High School, went to a prep school down in Florida to get some more experience. And again, two-star recruits. You know, you can't take that away from Fran McCaffrey, right? You know, developing guys like Garza, Wieskamp, the Murray brothers, Bohannon. You can't take that away from him. But just in terms of like results, like Fran McCaffrey did not get it done. I'm sorry. But I like him as a man, right? Just same as Kirk. Like, I like him like as developing all those guys, all those players, like a dispensing like Garza, Wieskamp. And I think Wieskamp should have came back for senior year, by the way. I mean, I think he would have been a first team All Big Ten, and possibly Big Ten Player of the Year. But, I mean, the way that Iowa just – I truly feel like that there's no other place to get developed at than Iowa. Like, you see guys, like, wait their turn, right? Like, Jay Higgins waited behind Jack Campbell for 4 years. He very easily could have transferred and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to go get a bag of money somewhere else. But, no, he waited his turn. And that's what I love about Iowa is that they wait their turn. They know their role. And Jaden Harrell now has been waiting for 4 years. I mean, you know, that's tough sometimes. Sometimes you have to wait, and it's not always going to be easy, but you gotta wait your turn. And that I don't know if I'm biased, but I truly don't feel like that there's a place like Iowa that is best to get involved now. Like, recruits, man. Listen, if you're listening to this, recruits, and you're an underdeveloped guy that doesn't have any offers, go to Iowa. I'm telling you, it's going to be the best decision of your life that you made. Like, the resources that they have and the coaches they have, like, Phil Parker is the best defensive coordinator in the country, right? Like, he develops these guys, like, time, year in and year out. Like, it's crazy. Like, these two-star guys, like, these, like, farm-like kids, like, I don't know how they put these guys in the NFL, like, it's, like, nothing. Like, it's just crazy. Like, Cooper DeGene was a small town Iowa guy, and he won Big Defensive Back of the Year. It's crazy.
He even could hoop, too.
Oh,
he
can, man, hoop. He was a
great hooper. He might be a better hooper than football player.
He might be, yeah. Hey, I mean, if you haven't seen his highlights, you are missing.
Go look up Cooper DeGene highlights.
That's your homework for today. If you want to know some ball knowledge, go on YouTube and look
up Cooper DeGene. That's your first ball knowledge assignment.
Yeah, first ball knowledge assignment is to go onto YouTube and look up Cooper DeGene basketball highlights. He was a dog. I don't care if he's playing two-way basketball. That dude can flat out hoop. Like, that dude was different, man. Like, I think he could play in the NBA, really. He could have gone to Iowa.
He could have played both.
Hey, he could have.
Two-sport athlete.
It would be hard to do both because, like, basketball season and football season are, like, interrupted at the same time. But, like, if he wanted to, he could have done it. Like, I truly believe that. But, yeah, man. I mean, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think is that all we got?
Yeah. Man, this has been a great conversation, man. I love it so much. And, you know, I'm glad to be talking sports with Jaden, man, the one and only, the GOAT, man.
I'm here with Ball Knowledge Ben here. Yep, just man. Knowledge Ben. Yeah. Just all around knowledge.
You guys need any knowledge, come on the pod, man.
If come on the pod.
If you're interested in coming on the pod, man, we're the Campus Chronicle. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Music, man. We got great things going here. So, yeah.
Catch us on the website, campuschroniclenews.com. You're already here if you found the podcast. You're Instagram, here. TikTok, and X at DMAT Chronicle. And if you want to join us, we're in Building 5 on the Ankeny campus, room 1136.
Shout out Building 5. We got a lot of things going on. We just did a Papa Shot, actually, and it was great.
Papa Shot. He got the record. He holds the record right now.
I hold the record, 22. Hopefully that my record, you know, does not get broken. So hoping for the best, man. Peace. For the next best. Time.
See you guys next time on the Campus Chronicle.
Peace.
Ball Knowledge Ben.
Yep.